This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A big break in a devastating story. Madison police have made an arrest in the murder of a 15-year-old on the east side last year. Kaisha Miller's death really rocked the community last October. Three other teens were hurt in the shooting, including her sister. Authorities ended up finding more than 50 rounds of ammunition outside the Harmony Apartments where it happened. At the time, police had surveillance footage showing four suspects getting out of a car before the shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says they've spent the last 9 months following the evidence, including finding that car, which did have DNA inside. A Madison 21-year-old was first arrested on Sunday on drug and gun charges. Then officials were able to link him to the shooting. He's now charged with homicide, three counts of attempted homicide, and other crimes. But their work isn't over yet. Police say they want to arrest all the people responsible. We'll learn more when Chief Sean Barnes holds a press conference this afternoon. Officials in Sauk County are searching for a man they say is armed and dangerous. It started with an attempted traffic stop last night. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order this morning, but that's since been lifted. He was last seen in the woods along Highway 13 in the Water Street area. He was wearing a black t-shirt. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911. Whooping cough is on the rise in Dane County. Staff at Public Health Madison Dane County say it's typically rare. We can go months without a single person being infected, but there have been at least 43 cases over the last 8 weeks. It's mostly infected teenagers, but whooping cough can be dangerous, even deadly, for infants and other people at risk. If your child still needs a pertussis vaccine, call your pediatrician. And Madison has started monitoring air quality around the city. In 2022, the EPA awarded Madison more than $400,000 in grants specifically targeting underserved neighborhoods. Data shows lower-income communities experience more pollution. These monitors measure particulate matter, which can contribute to all kinds of health problems like lung disease, heart disease, vascular dementia, and low birth weights. The monitors are just tiny little boxes installed on city-owned light poles. The first monitor is at Kennedy Heights Community Center on the north side. Staff will install 55 more throughout the city. And if you still need an ID to vote in the August 13th primary, you can get one for free at the DMV. You have to be at least 18 by the next election. You don't need any specialized ID to vote. You can use a driver's license, state ID, military, or student ID card. To learn how to get the right ID to vote, you can go to bringit.wi.gov. Good news for Madison students: test scores. They set new records for AP testing. Advanced placement tests get students into college-level courses while they're still in high school. More than 1,800 students in the Madison School District took about 3,800 AP exams during the test period back in May, the highest ever for the district. And teens passed 76% of those tests. They're hard. That's another record high. Students can use these AP classes toward college credit, helping them save money and graduate on time or even early. And a new report shows us the hardest vocabulary words for Wisconsinites. Nuanced is Googled more than any other SAT word here, according to the word database. Other terms Wisconsinites have a hard time with: manifest, antecedent, tentative, and ensured, that's ensured with an E, plus cordially and ambivalence. Good excuse to brush up on some vocab words there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Top Gun, prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they danced through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment, Before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing as we head into the afternoon, and we may catch an isolated shower or thundershower today. Our high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. We'll get to 82 on Friday, then warmer and more humid with highs in the mid-80s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.